Before I begin reading the Old English version of The Ruin, I just want to note one thing, and that is in the manuscript of The Ruin is damaged, and so there are a number of words that we can't make out. And so in my translation of the poem, I maintain those gaps because I don't really feel like it's my place to fill in the record in that way. And so when I get to the translation, there'll be moments where I just kind of pause and let it hang, and that's indicative of those gaps in the manuscript where we can't recover what was said in the Old English. So I'll first read, excuse me, 11 lines of the Old English, and then I will read my translation into modern English. Vratlich is this whalestone, Wurda ye brakon, Burgsele burston, Brosnath enta ye werk. Prova sin ye hrorene, Hrer ye toras, Hrun yet beroven, Rimon lime, Sherda shur berg ashorene, Ye drorene, Eldo under eltene. Elthgrap havath walden wurchton forwerene, Ye lerene, Herd grippe hruson, Of hund knä wer thel ye witan. Oft thus wag ye bad, raghar, and radfach, reach after odrum, ofstand on under stormum, stab, yap, ye dras. This soil mound is wondrous, stranded by progress. The cities encircled the survival of first peoples. Tumuli erased, effigies plowed under, soil has been scraped, and frost vastly clings. Guards against chaos have been shorn, collapsed, undercut by time. Earth grasp clutches the work's master, withered and rotted, the ground's hard grip, till 100 generations of that people have perished. For long this pile, moss hoary, weed blotched, one town after another endured under storms, steep and ample. The low place still wears away. Hewn by weapons, rests on the earth, it's often broken, grimly ground down, the ground swallowed it all. It shone, the skilled ancient shape, bowed in mud crust. A mind dreamt up that thought's swift design, strong counsel of soil rings, with spirit bound, the foundations together wondrously with dirt. Bright were the villages, barrows surrounding, tall with houses, great human sound, many feasts held and filled with every joy, until mighty fate made an end of that. Slaughtered men fell, plague days festered, and death seized them, the bravest men. Their defenses became desert places, the village languished. Those sent to revive armies died too. The dwellings fell, the rectangular roofs rotted to nothing. Bark and stock. The mound stands above the plain, its ruined piers broken like so many people, once glad and splendid, adorned in splendor, bold and haughty, who shone in their ornaments, gazed on pottery, pipe bowls, treasures, on bounty of copper and bone and slate, on the bright barrows of this broad village. The earth mounds stood. The stream ran down the bluff to the lake, embraced it all in its bright bosom, where the houses stood warm within. That was a delight. Then they shed over hard stone the holy streams until the round pool, hot, where the water spirits lay. Then is that is a powerful thing. How the mound. Lake Park, Milwaukee, 2018. Thank you again to the good people at Presence for publishing this poem. Go get a copy. It's great. Thanks.